Alright, welcome to After Jin's podcast. You can check out me on YouTube, After Jin Plays, all capitals. And I am a vlogger, mostly vlogging, but I do some gaming once in a while. So, this is going to be a news podcast. All these podcasts are going to be news podcasts. And in these podcasts, in this tip, and this comes from the Vice article. Feds accuse two 19-year-olds of hacking for Lizard Squad and Poodle Corp. This came out October 5th, 2016, 2:46 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. The FBI is accusing two teenagers, one from the U.S. and from one another, of being members of the hacking groups Lizard Squad and Poodle Corp, which have gained notoriety for targeting online games such as Blizzard, World of Warcraft, League of Legends, and among others. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department just announced that 19-year-old Zachary Butcha, sorry if I pronounced his names wrong, from Maryland, and Brady James William Van Roy from the Netherlands has been charged with computer crimes associated with a series of distributed denial of service DDoS attacks launched against gaming services and for selling DDoS for hire services and stolen credit cards. Butcha is accused of being one of the person behind the Twitter accounts F Blair Losers, which is now deleted, but whose bio read retired. According to an version account, XO Tech Poodle and online marketers Ben and Lizard, Van Roy is accused of being behind the semi official Lizard Squad account, Lizard Lands, among others, an affiliate attached to the criminal complaint. An FBI agent who investigated the case, authorities have been identifying individuals connected to Lizard Squad in their Pool Corp and their DDoS for higher services, Shin Stretcher and Poodle Stretcher. Against people behind Lizard Squad and Poodle Corp. Earlier this week, an individual with control of the Twitter account Poodle Corp, which is the FBI itself, identified an official account for the group, told the motherboard that the poodles are dropping like flies, our line limit of a series of raids. We have a shred drives. They have been a few raids. Can't press charges without evidence, though. And you don't know how long they take, the hacker who added my XO and provided and controlled the corp account told me. Will many months before they decide to try to press charges, if they do. The poodles are driving like fleas. It's unclear that if the hacker spoke to motherboard and Giovanni XO is Butcha, who identifies accuses being behind XO and XO allies. Butcha was arrested last month in Maryland, according to DOJ, was scheduled to appear before a judge in Chicago on Wednesday. Butcha could not immediately be reached, and the hacker who identified himself did not respond to a request for comment. A hacker who goes by the name of Crypto Poodle, couldn't be one supported program was last interview last week. Described Butcher and Ben Roy as old friends that don't like anymore. They deserve it for being dumb, Crypt Pool told me in chat before, adding that the FBI was at his school. The FBI came. That guy came to my school and pulled out me out of my class. What the fuck? I'm worried. He wrote in a tweet before telling me in private message, GTG, gotta go. Van Roy apparently taunted the authorities online, posting a message saying him, the rest of the squad will be never arrested. On May 15th, the account Lizard Squad Line is already controlled by Van Roy, boosting about the fact that the members of Lizard Squad were still at large. Almost 1 year ago, FBI stated that they would arrest us. There still hasn't been a single, the tweet read. Then earlier on April 13th, he challenged authorities. Lizard Squad tweeted, arrest us. The two were careless in private. Van Roy allegedly joked private message that he would never get raided because he was too close to the police station, and even sent a picture of the police station to an FBI acquaintance. Even though the police station never responded, even they would trace my shit down, they leave the address because of that reason, he said, according to the FBI agent affiliate. Butcher discussed ongoing cyber attacks and direct messages by at least setting up F-Blair losers. The FBI was able to link the account because the Google Voice number he had used to register account was linked to his real cell phone number. Not yet to come, perhaps these attacks are over. Correction. A previous version of this article stated that Battlefield is online game portal, which is a separate game. So, as I read this for like almost 10 minutes, this is crazy. No, I don't get why these group rooms from 2014, they said the group was there in 2014-15. I mean, why would they investigate it now and the story comes out now, to like a year or two later? Makes no sense, but let's carry on to the next story. Let's take a short 2 minute break and we will listen to some country music, I guess, and yeah, so I hope you enjoyed the reading of the article, which you can check that out. So I'll see you guys then, and let's get on to the break. Peace out. Thank you. Alright, so actually I'm gonna end this podcast here. There's usually a lot more stories, but this was the most popular story of today and yesterday. New podcast will come out tomorrow, and yeah. If you want to go check out my channel, it should be in the description of this podcast, or search up Octo Chin Plays, separate words, Octo, O-C-T-O, and then space, C-H-I-N, space, Plays, P-L-A-Y-S, all caps, and currently have 50 subs, so go check that out, and I'll get in there. So, see you guys then. Actually, on another note, that actually go check out my channel. You'll enjoy the videos. Currently got 50 subs, and yeah, and it'll give me a lot of it'll give a lot of support to me, and yeah. That's gonna leave it off, and I'll see you guys then. Peace out.